Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Yo, what's good, everyone? Welcome back to week 13 on the Knicks, Jets, etc. podcast. You can call it week 13, you can call it week 35. It is what it is.
Week 1,000, it feels like. Just the same story over and over.
The Jets are the exact disaster that everyone said they were. I am not one of the people that said they were going to be this disaster, but I was told. This is the same old Jets, and everybody was correct. We are streaky as hell. We go from winning 3 in a row to losing 3 in a row to winning 3 in a row to losing 3-0. And now it seems like we're back in the slump, back in the dumps in unbelievable fashion, Greg. I mean, we couldn't even muster an episode after Black Friday. There was no reason for it. I mean, it was all doom and gloom everywhere from everyone. Nobody wanted to hear it. We had Thanksgiving with our families. I'm on the West Coast. We go from the butt fumble to the pick six Hail Mary, which, you know, revisionist history, right? Everyone's saying, what a stupid play, what a stupid play. It's never happened that a Hail Mary goes back for a pick six. It's never happened. Like, I feel like the play was fine. I thought that was a good call. I thought there was a pass interference. I also know that's all I said. They'll never get that pass interference in 10 million years. Which I agree with. I mean, this is the New York Jets week. We kind of just have to get with the program here. I mean, Greg, I went to a Los Angeles Chargers of San Diego game out in SoFi here, Sunday Night Football, Ravens Chargers. I mean, this team is the Jets. I mean, like you have to at some point just accept it. Like all the fans there accepted it, but it's different because it's nice out. It's indoors. It's California. It's different. Right, we're freezing, we're cold, and it's way more money to go to MetLife Stadium and watch the Jets. But the Chargers are the same thing. I mean, they're not getting rough in the passer calls, you know, when their quarterback's getting hit on the sideline. They're getting ridiculous turnovers every time they're moving the ball. We're just one of those teams right now, and it really sucks. It really sucked, and it took me this long to finally get there. But here we are, man. It's Wednesday, November 29th. The taste in our mouth is from Black Friday. It looks like we're out of the playoffs. But then on the other side, like another half of the bus, we have 3 offensive linemen coming back this week. We have Aaron Rodgers in practice in a red jersey. We have
incredible.
The Atlanta Falcons, who absolutely suck, coming into town. We have a desperate New York Jets team on offense, on defense. And honestly, the fans are going to be desperate on Sunday. Like 2 bad drives. I mean, this can get ugly quick. What's up, Greg? Like, what is your take? Do you still have the bad taste in your mouth? Like, which side of the bus are you on? Like, how do you feel right now? I mean, I'll tell you how I'm feeling right now, Greg. I mean, I was down in the dumps. Like I've been saying, I didn't want to hear. I was so excited about Black Friday. I thought we're finally going to get this, you know, this taste out of our mouth with the Thanksgiving stuff. We beat the Eagles. This is our year. Like, we're going to finally start, you know, mending some wrongs. But no, Black Friday, awful. Primetime games, terrible this year. And all of a sudden, I'm back because we're playing Desmond Ridder this week. There's a chance that we could be playing the Texans in 2 weeks with some real wild card implications, as crazy as that sounds, at home. And Aaron Rodgers all of a sudden is in practice. I mean, Greg, am I allowed to admit this in public? I'm nervous that you might send me to an asylum. I bought Jets Commanders tickets today. I literally purchased them with money.
God bless
I don't know. I don't know what to do. Yeah. The last home game of the season. It's Christmas Eve. I purchased that ticket. I don't know why. But I did.
Dude, I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, you know, you're. I really do believe it. Like, you're just one of the most optimistic Jets fans that I've ever met. You were telling me 2 weeks ago that we were going to beat the Bills and, you know, play for Miami for the division. We're going to beat them. We're going to be on top of the division. None of that could be further from the truth. I tried to warn you, but that's okay. That's who you are. That's who I am. So no, I don't have a bad taste in my mouth because I'm totally out on the Jets team. I'm out on the Jets. I'm out on the Jets. Dude, what's the only thing that's making me crazy about this Jets team, this Jets organization, are the Jets Twitter people and Jets content creators. Like I'm off of Twitter. I don't care anymore. People on there I'm convinced like 90% of people just don't watch football. They don't know what they're talking about. Talking about Tim Boyle is going to be better than Zach Wilson. We have to give it a chance. We have to give it a shot. That's just not true. And I know you watch college football. I know we watch a lot of NFL games besides just the Jets. Anyone could tell you if you have a little bit of common sense that Tim Boyle is not going to be better than Zach Wilson. He went to Eastern Kentucky. For those playing at home that don't know, Eastern Kentucky is an FCS school. That's not real football. That's not, he can't play at a D1 level. So why is this guy who can't play at a D1 college level going to come in and be a better quarterback than someone that went to BYU, who I've said from the beginning, I don't like drafting people from like not Power 5 schools, not Power 5 conferences, because they don't play in real competition, and it's tough to adjust to the NFL level when you don't play SCS and Big Ten teams and SEC teams and Pac-12 teams, and instead you're just out there playing whoever. It's tough. It's tough to adjust. It's tough to make a difference. And what happened? We tried out Tim Boyle. Let Tim Boyle, all this stuff, let Tim Cook, all this stupid stuff these content creators come up with. And it's all just nonsense because they don't know what they're talking about. He sucks. He's terrible. I knew he was gonna be terrible. I don't know how you thought he was going to be anything but terrible. He can't step onto a field. So.
I mean, the reason is he's keeping the language, with Hackett. He's kind of setting the team up for Aaron Rodgers, whenever that may be, whether it's this year or next year. He is getting them ready. I mean, let me ask you this. You forget confidence of whether or not you thought the Jets were going to score, which is the saddest question I think I have to ever utter out loud. Were you confident in every possession when he threw the ball? Honestly, I was. He was throwing in rhythm. It didn't look to me like those balls were going to be intercepted, which is honestly a lot of the times when the Jets are throwing the ball, I feel like it's going to be a turnover. I didn't feel like that with Tim Black. I feel like he knew the offense. And let me tell you one thing that I really did notice, and this wasn't feel. This was fact. Go look at the clock every time Tim Boyle was out of the huddle versus every time Zach Wilson was out of the huddle. I mean, he had 20 seconds regularly to diagnose the play, change it up, do something. Every time Zach Wilson had the ball, there's 5 seconds left. Like he's slapping his hand just to get the ball snapped. Forget changing the play. Forget reading the defense. I really do think that makes a big difference.
I don't, because we can't score. If we come out of the huddle with 5 seconds or we come out of the huddle with 20 seconds, it's pretty clear we can't score the football. So this is what I'm saying. Like we start coming up with all these things about what Tim Boyle does well. He knows 100%. He beats Aaron Rodgers in tests on stuff like blah, 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 blah. There's a reason why they drafted Jordan Love. Tim Boyle was there and they drafted Jordan Love. You know why? Because Tim Boyle can't play football. Like everyone knows that, but Jets fan. You know who else can't play football, but I don't want to get into it? Joshua Dobbs. And I don't know how many games he has to throw 4 interceptions for people to realize that he was 1-7 this season. He stinks. He's not good. So this, like, they just keep making up stuff. Like, Robert Saleh should be fired because he keeps going with Zach Wilson. Yeah, because there's no other option. It makes no sense what these people are talking about. So, you know, it, like I said, I'm off of the Twitter stuff because it just drives me so crazy. It's people want, you know, Joe Douglas gone because he didn't draft well, blah, blah, blah. Like, dude, I don't know. I like the roster that we've constructed. I like the defense that we have. I think the offense, if healthy, could be good. But again, even with a healthy Aaron Rodgers, I've said it now for a month, I don't know how good he could be with this offensive line. The offensive line stinks. Tim Boyle gets no time. He, like, as bad as Tim Boyle is, if he had some time and could, something could develop, maybe. I don't know if I necessarily agree with you about, like, I didn't feel like his balls were going to be intercepted. Like, I thought there were some dicey balls. I think he had a couple interceptions in the game. Like, I don't know. I didn't particularly love his decision making the whole game, but yeah, maybe stuff is coming out in rhythm and on time. That's good, I guess. But it's like, what are we talking about here? We had absolutely no shot to win this football game from the first snap of the ball.
I see. I actually disagree with that. Like, that part, I do think we had a chance to win this game. I think the back to back pick six has changed everything. I think throwing a pick six going into halftime and then them having the ball coming out ruins the game. I think it's over. But before that, it was a game. It was one possession. That's what I'm saying. It's one possession game coming into second half. Like, that's in my opinion, that's revisionist history. Like,
the one possession game was a pick six. Like, how many pick sixes are we going to get in the second half, John, to keep it a close game?
It was a 4-point game. It was 4 points. Like, it was one possession. We can't score. We're versus the high flying Miami offense, best offense in the world ever. We can't score. It's a 4-point game. That's all. Like, we could easily score, or
But listen to the sentence you said. You just said we can't score three times, and you said we could easily score. So, like, we could
score on special teams. We could have a couple field goals, and that wins the game. I mean, that's where we're at.
That's where we've been at since week one. It's tough. It's been frustrating.
Won a couple games. We beat the Eagles. We almost beat the Chiefs. Or it'd be the Denver Broncos. Like, we're beating teams. Like, we don't have one win. And that's the whole crux of it, is we don't have one win because we're able to salvage. Like, Morstead gets us. I know we have to talk about our punter, but he's the one that gets in the field goal position. I know Xavier Gibson is the one, but listen, we lose games because of punts as well. We literally lost the game because of a punt return. It's the same thing. We lost the game because of a pick six. You know, the same reason you're saying, oh, the only reason we're in the game is because of pick six. We lost because of pick six. It's the same thing. You know what I mean? So, like, I know it's so easy to just be so down on this team because no matter what you say about how amazing our defense is, they're going to end up sucking by the end of every single game, by the end of every single year. I totally get it because you just can't hold up. You're going to give up 30. I can't believe we give up like 34 points to the Dolphins. It feels like we give up 7 points to them. Like, where did the 34 points come from? Like, you know what I mean? I don't.
That's right. That's just kind of where I disagree. Like, I feel like Miami was moving the ball well against us. I think they had multiple people with 100 yards receiving. Mostert had 100 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns. Like, dude, they were kicking our ass all day.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill had 100 yards and 6 catches in the first half.
I'm so happy you brought that up because we were getting crushed by Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
He was doing everything he can to us. He was getting injured coming back. We were in the game. Like, see, that's where I'm at. Like, I know you said I'm super optimistic and you're super realistic and, you know, that's where we're at here. You know, I was telling you we could win 2 games versus the Bills and the Dolphins and win the division. Yeah, that was the case. Like, that was actual fact. Like, if the Jets won 2 games in a row, we would have been on top of the division right now. Like, that's an actual fact, right?
But it's just like saying, like, John, if you ran for president and got more votes, you would be president. Like, that's a fact.
Okay.
Like,
but it's an impossibility. Okay, but it's not an impossibility because we beat the Bills before this year, like, with no Aaron Rodgers. We beat them. And then this year
on a punt return touchdown. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, how dependable or how repeatable is just beating people with special teams touchdowns? Like, I don't see a lot of NFL teams winning games on special team touchdowns. And
we lost the game based on that this year. And also, I'm telling you, we lost based on a pick six in the first half. Like, after that pick six in the first half, the game was over. And that's a crazy play. Yeah. I'm just saying, there are crazy plays because the Jets suck. I agree. They're not a conventional team. Like, we're not going to just go down. Like we are the only team in the NFL, Greg, that has not scored a touchdown in the opening drive. We're the only team that's only got a field goal. And that just happened like 2 weeks ago. We, you know, we're the worst third down team since the 50s. We're the worst scoring team, I think, since the 70s. Like, we are obviously a bad offensive team. However, we're still winning games. And that's what's insane. Like, that's what I'm trying to wrap my head around. Like, we've talked, we tend not to care, which is fine, but we tend not to care about the minor details when everything blows up in our face, right? Like, when the Jets get crushed on Black Friday, that's all you can think about. We don't have to think about that the game was in play. We don't have to think about, you know, that Mekhi Becton wasn't even playing. Like, who was our left tackle last week? Like, you know, like that's a trivia question, right? Like, we don't have a left tackle. We don't have a right tackle. Like, the only thing now that we don't even care about is that our center is having an amazing season. Our rookie center from Wisconsin, you know, Mr. Tittman, who was injured. Like, we don't even care about that because it's such a minor details. We're like freaking out that we suck with our fourth string quarterback and we can't score points. Of course we can't score touchdowns consistently with our fourth string quarterback. Of course. Like, of course we can't score. But this week, right? We have Becton back. We have West back. We have Billy Turner practicing. Like, no more Chris Glazer nonsense. Like, that was 2 weeks ago. You know, last week we don't have a left tackle.
It was nonsense. Like, I'll give you that, but it was 2 weeks ago.
It's great. Like,
it was nonsense.
Who was our left tackle, Greg? Like, you know, like, Carter Warren, our rookie from Pitt, who wasn't even supposed to play. Like, that's where our left starting left tackle is. So, those are the minor details that I'm concerned with. Like, that's why we shouldn't have even been in the game. Tim Boyle, Carter Warren. Like, just those two. Forget any. You could have literally put them on the Hall of Fame team. I'm pretty sure that's an L. That's
what I'm saying. I agree. So, that's why I thought we were going to lose by 20.
But we were in the game in the first half, right? That's exactly my point.
We can spin wheels on this all day.
If we need the ball, it's not a contest in the second half. It's going to go exactly the same. We need the ball. We're up 4. They get the ball first. It's the same game.
We hadn't scored a touchdown in like 50 drives.
I'm not saying we're going to win. But I'm saying it's going to look the same. Like, they're just going to come walk all over us in the second half. Like, obviously, the whole defense changed. You think the defense didn't change? You don't think the whole complexion of the New York Jets changed after that score? Like, forget the offense. I'm not saying we're going to come out and all of a sudden score 21 and figure out how to play football. I'm just saying, you think we're going to get smacked like that? Like, Raheem Mostert is going to walk all over us?
I think there's a chance that they come out here and score a touchdown in the third quarter, and then it's, what is it? Then it's 20, then it's 17-6.
11-point game.
Then 17-6, and then all of a sudden, that's what I'm saying. Like, 11-point game to me, watching the Jets this season, it could be 150-0.
That's true.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, the point of a football game is to score more points than the other team, and we cannot score points on offense. Those are two facts of statement. That is not, you can't contest it. Yes, you went through the whole soliloquy about how we're the worst offense in 50 years.
I agree.
We don't score. So we don't score points. The object of the game is to score more points than the other team. Therefore, on offense, therefore, we are going to lose. Like, it's not like, I don't feel like I'm making crazy logical jumps in saying those three things.
I agree. But the craziest part is we're in the game. That's what I'm saying. I agree.
But we're never in the game. That's where you and I, it's like watching the Titanic and in the first hour being like, the ship's doing fine. Like, oh, the ship's doing fine. What do you mean? Like, what do you mean? Like, the ship's floating right down the Atlantic, dude. Like, we're set. We don't score points. The object of the game is to score more points. Like, we're never in the game, John. That's what I'm trying to say. I know you keep saying we were in the game. It was 10-6, but we were never in the game, dude. The Titanic always sinks.
We have wins, so that's why I can't.
It's been 5 weeks since we got a win, but we have some wins. Yes,
we went on a streak. We're the only team to beat the Eagles. I know that's 25 years ago.
The future MVP's worst nightmare is Zach Wilson and the Jets. I don't know what to say. Like, yeah, we won some games.
I'm just letting you know, I 100% agree with you. And that's why I have some sort of optimism in this team, because we literally do not score offense. The whole point of the, of, of the game is to score offensive touchdowns. We don't do that, yet we somehow are always in the game or we somehow win. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, that is literally my point. Like, I agree with you. But yeah. We were in that game in the first half and we can't score a damn touchdown. Like, that's what's blowing my mind. Like, that's where I can't reconcile right now in my brain, right? Like, every game should be like that second half of the Dolphins game, in my opinion. Every game should be 35-0 from the start, like no shot. Like, that's how every game should be. But what's killing me is we're in this freaking game. We're always in the damn game. We're losing to a punt. We're losing because we can't field. We're losing to a pick six at the end of the first half. Like, that, Greg, that's what it is. Like, that's the best way I could explain it. Because I know we suck. I know that Tim Boyle and Carter Warren, we should have negative points. It shouldn't be zero. It should be negative. Right. Somehow, like, with Chris Glazer in, it should be negative points. And it basically almost was. Versus the Bills, right?
True.
So, penalties by Michael Clemens. Like, insane. Like, game.
How many weeks in a row?
The team is so on this. False starts. Like, you know, Carter Warren, your boy. Like, everything happened last game. Alan Lazard, healthy scratch. Like, what are we doing? Right? So,
which I think was good, by the way. I don't know if we touched on that or not. I think that was good. I think that sends a message to some of these guys, like, hey, dude, if you're out there, I mean, I was talking about it when the play happened, like, Alan Lazard is just out there lollygagging. He's just not playing hard. Maybe it's an injury that's lingering that he's not talking about. I don't know what it is, but dude, you gotta, if you're anyone of value on this team, with where we're at right now, you have to give 110%. Like, you have to play as hard as you can. That's why I kind of, like, still through all of this stuff about Garrett Wilson fumbling the ball. Sucks that he fumbles the ball. I do believe Garrett Wilson, like, believes and loves his team and is trying 110%. Like, I think he's out there on every route trying his hardest to make something happen. And it's backbreaking when he fumbles it. It sucks when he drops it, and it's happened more this year than it did last year. But I believe he's trying. Alan Lazard, I did not believe was trying. And that's why the healthy scratch to me was completely fine. Because the young guys in there, Gibson, Brownlee, they were actually trying.
And it sends a message.
Yeah.
And it sends a message to everyone because Lazard was here for Boyle. Like, yep. This is his offense. He's here for Rodgers. So that's a big message. And number two, with the try hard, I love that you said that, Greg. There's two things that come to mind. Number one, Aaron Rodgers in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers in the building 71 days after he tore his Achilles. Like, crazy. You know, in practice, like, you better try on every single snap you have, and you better be grateful that you have those snaps. Like, those have to be your thoughts, you know, when you're in the building around him. Second of all, I want to get your thoughts here. And it's, you mentioned Garrett Wilson. I'm over it. I'll get over to Garrett Wilson. You know, he pissed me off last game as well. Breece Hall getting a little bit of smack talk from Coach Saleh. Everyone's saying Coach Saleh too easy on his guys. We should fire him because of that. Now we have Coach Saleh a little maybe too hard on our superstar, saying Breece Hall's nice and everything, but he's got to get his head down and get those extra yards. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, it's tricky because it's like what makes Breece Hall so special is him like having that patience, trying to find a hole, trying to break a home run.
Kind of like you're embellished now that you say that.
Yeah, and people say that, and I agree with that, you know, to some extent. I think he's got to do it for a while to get in that, you know, realm. But that style of running where he puts his hand on the guy, he slows it down, he speeds it up, you know, he does his thing. And you don't want to, like, coach that out of a superstar. And Breece Hall certainly has the potential to be a superstar in this league. With his speed and size and everything that he brings to the table, mentality and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, part of it, I think, is messaging from Saleh. And I think it's something that we've said on this podcast too. I think I just said a few minutes ago, like, this is this type of season where you have to just fight for two extra yards. You have to give 110%. If you are someone that could bring something to the table, like Breece Hall brings a lot to the table, maybe every play doesn't need to be a 50-yard touchdown. Maybe instead of getting in third and sixes, we could be in third and threes here and we could, you know, have a better opportunity. So it's tough because it's a fine line because what makes him so special is the home run ability. So I don't want to say like just stop doing that altogether and just die for 3 yards every time you get the ball. Like,
yeah.
And
if he's hurt, I'm going to be devastated, especially after this. You can't call him out and he gets hurt. I'm going to be devastated.
That's my biggest thing with all this, dude. And like, you know, with Aaron Rodgers coming back, it's all exciting and everything. I really don't think he's going to play at all this year, which is completely fine in my opinion.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that.
My thing with all this stuff is I just need everyone to stay healthy. Like Mekhi Becton going down scares the living piss out of me. Like that scares me. Like Breece Hall, every time he gets tackled, my breath stops for a second. Like just don't be hurt. Garrett Wilson having some weird thing going on with his elbow or wrist, his forearm something. Or whatever like that. It's a little nervous.
I feel like he has a UCL. By the way, that's my guess is he has a UCL and he's going to get taken care of in the offseason. He's going to have a minor surgery in the offseason.
That's fine. Like it just gives me vibes of like Elijah Vera Tucker, where it was like last season, where it was like some like he hurt his elbow, and then afterwards it's like actually he's out for the season with the tricep. It's like wait, what? Like what are we talking about here? So yeah, I just need everyone to stay healthy. That's my biggest thing right now because I really do believe this season is over. I think we should tank. I think we should move on and play for next season, and we should be just as hyped as next season as we were this season because this off season. Was the best offseason I've ever had as a Jets fan. And I'm ready to do it again.
I mean, it'll be a better offseason. And it'll be more optimistic. Honestly, if it just ended right now, if we lost every single game.
Yeah.
And got there. I agree with you. But to be honest with you, Greg, I mean, I said this a couple weeks ago. I literally told you, even if we lose to the Bills, even if we lose to the Dolphins, the season's not over. Until we lose to the Falcons. I said that. I did not change my mind there. If we lose to the Falcons, season's over, wrap it up, and I don't think we should play another game. However, Greg, we're going to beat the Falcons.
Yeah. Season back on.
Beat Desmond Ridder. And it's going to be a big home game against the Texans. Like, it's going to be a big home game for the wild card. You win that game, and I swear to God, the Jets are staring at a wild card spot. I mean, it's insane. It's insane. It's disgusting. It's stupid. We would be in the NFC hunt right now. We'd be right. I'm just letting you know. It just is what it is. Like, that's a fact. And you have Rodgers there. So it's like, I know it's the Dolphins, December 17th. Like, say, you know, you win, you beat Atlanta and you beat the Houston Texans, which both seem impossible right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be crazy with Aaron Rodgers looming. Anyway, it's one game at a time. I really honestly do think the Jets are going to beat the Atlanta Falcons this week. Do you think the Jets are having a problem? This is the Southern Jets. I mean, they have a good defense. They have no idea what to do at quarterback. The coach, one week is the best coach ever. The next week they want to fire him. The next week is the best coach ever. The next week they want to fire him. Everybody loves they love the running backs. They love the tight end. They love they love the wide receiver, Drake London. They love everybody, but just can't come together.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the Southern Jets. They lose the most ridiculous games. They should be way better. Everybody loves them more. They take running backs in the first round. I mean, this tight ends in the first round. I mean, this is it. This is them. They're going to come into MetLife in the cold and they're going to lose to the Jets. And Jets are going to be optimistic and we're going to be spinning the wheel, talking about Aaron Rodgers. When is he coming back? 14 days left in the window. And here we are staring at the Texans with the season on the line. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know about you guys. I had a terrible fantasy year, mostly in all my leagues, and I'm officially in the playoffs. Whether or not it's playoffs or not, it's playoffs for me in fantasy. It's playoffs for the Jets right now in real life. You lose this game versus the Falcons, Greg. You shut down Breece Hall. Honestly, you shut him down. You shut him down. I don't care. Easy sit. You shut him down. You want shut down Garrett Wilson. He has a UCL injury. Just shut him down. You play Ruckert, right? You just leave him. Becton is tricky because Becton's not on our team next year as it stands, right? So are you going to franchise tag him? Do you want to keep him healthy? Like, I don't know what the plan is. That's a difficult one for me. Yeah. Bryce Huff, right? Like you start figuring that out. Like, I agree with you, man. I would start figuring the things out and getting ready for next year. You kind of wrap the season up. But the question is, and I have to ask you,
enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Vim, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Do you still think Aaron Rodgers comes back? And it would purely be for selfish reasons. And honestly, the fan base would be so against it because, number one, we'd be better. So we could be going for a win. And two, he's risking it. But it's kind of for him to just say, I'm the man, comeback player of the year, and look what I did. Like, what are your real thoughts there? I mean, you can't tell him no. I wonder if he would come out if it's not playoff contention anyway. But what are your thoughts there? Mr. Number 8.
I think there's a chance he comes back and plays one game just to say that he did it. Maybe it's the last game of the season at the Patriots. Maybe it's the last home game against Washington in late December, right before Christmas.
Christmas Eve. What kind of idiot would buy that ticket, Greg? What kind of idiot?
I know. It'd be insane. It'd be insane. it would be the fastest comeback of an ACL injury of any player ever in the history of the NFL, and he's 40 years old.
I wish it was
Achilles,
an ACL.
Yeah, Achilles, yeah. He's 40 years old. It would be absolute incredible feat. I think part of the reason why he's doing it is just to say that he did that, prove everyone wrong, which is fine, which is cool. But I think it absolutely does no impact on, you know, the future of the season and where we stand. And I don't think it really has an impact. Like, he's talking about, like, if we're in playoff contention, maybe I'll play, you know, this and that. It's like, I think he's going to play maybe a half against one of these teams just to say that he did it, check it off the list, fastest guy ever to come back from the injury, and then shut it down for the rest of the season.
All right, how about this?
If we have 4 wins by week, you know, 15.
Oh, yeah. Okay, how about this, though? We beat the Falcons. Somehow, some way, by accident, beat the Texans, avenge the loss from last year. Do you think he comes back versus Miami? That is the third week. But the problem with that, Greg, is a short week right after. I mean, the guy, we have a Thursday night primetime game versus maybe Flacco and the Browns. I mean, who knows? But I'm scared of that D-line.
Well, no, it's a full week. It's at the Dolphins, full week to the Commanders, and then a short week against the Browns.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I got that messed up.
So, yeah, maybe. You know, yeah, maybe he does. We're sitting at 6 wins and we're in 8th place in the AFC and, you know, there's only a couple teams ahead of us that have tough rest of schedules. I really depends on how I wouldn't risk it because it's like, what are we doing here? Like,
yeah, what's the point?
Yeah. And I get it. Maybe if we sneak in and we're the 7th seed in the AFC and he's 100% healthy and good to go and our offense is clicking and we're putting up 30 points a game and our defense is humming and no one's hurt. Like, yeah, like we can make a run, but the problem is it's not going to happen because we're on our 5th string left tackle and our 4th string right guard and our 2nd string center and
okay,
our
4th string
right tackle.
So Billy Turner, you talk about Wes coming back.
Yeah,
we have Justin Hardy coming back too. Also limited practice. We didn't talk about that. Our special team has been lacking since Justin Hardy left. Let me just name the teams that are ahead of us. For 2 spots. I'm going to leave the Steelers out of this. Okay. I'm going to give the Steelers the top wild card spot. Okay.
Okay.
So it's 2 spots here. We got the Colts who have Minshew and Taylor's out. We have the Texans who are about to play, really good team. Broncos who we beat. Bills split. Bengals, no quarterback. Raiders beat us, but there's 1 win ahead of us. Then we have Chargers who beat us, same record. Titans, no quarterback, same record. I mean, listen, it is far-fetched.
I think all but one of those teams is better than us.
The Titans are worse.
The Bengals.
I would say Titans, Bengals, Broncos. Don't care. Broncos.
No, that's you think if
we,
Broncos.
You think we replay the Broncos? They beat us
30-10. They've won 5 games in a row, including like being like 3 of the best teams in the AFC.
I know. I've been watching, but I don't know. Something about these Broncos team, I still don't trust them. I think they're fraudulent.
Oh, I think they're alive and well. I like them. My brother-in-law was saying he put a future in on them to win the Super Bowl. I don't know if I like the Super Bowl, but maybe the AFC.
So you think they're going to beat the Texans this week?
Yeah, I think they could.
And then the Chargers the week after? I know we're kind of off the rails here.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
So if you bump them up.
Broncos are the second best team in the division, in their division right now. Like the Broncos are legit after starting the season 1-6 or whatever, 1-5.
Okay, so let's, I know we're getting a little bit off the rails here, but let's bump up the Broncos here. So we're only fighting for one spot.
Okay.
Okay. And that's Browns with no quarterback. DTR is on concussion. They have Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
Okay. They have no quarterback. Please, someone agree with me that the Browns are not better than the Jets. We have the Colts with no Taylor. They sucked without him. I know Moss had a good game. They win games. Okay.
I think they still Texans, did. I think they won 3 of their 6 games without him.
All right. I'm okay with this. Andy Richardson was playing with those. They lost all of them with Minshew and Moss, right?
No, their third win of the season was against the Titans at home. They guarded Minshew and Zach Moss. Zach Moss ran for 2 touchdowns and 100 something yards.
Okay, yeah, that was a Titans game. That was the first Levis game. Oh no,
their second win of the season, their fourth game of the year. They beat the Ravens on the road in Baltimore with Gardner Minshew and Zach Moss. Moss had 125 yards. Gardner Minshew.
Right, so we got the Colts up there. The Texans have to, by virtue, lose 2 games, right? They would have to lose this week, like you said, to the Broncos. And they have to lose versus us, so we'd be virtually tied with them. And we'd have the tiebreaker.
Yep.
All right, so we'd be above the Texans. Broncos are right there. We have the tiebreaker over them. We just have to tie them. I'm just saying it's a lot. The Bills have a ridiculous schedule. You said we're better than the Bengals. We're alive here, man. We're alive here. I'm telling you, we're alive. Like, I'm staring at the schedule. I'm just looking at the teams ahead of us. I'm just looking at.
Yeah,
teams.
That's why I love doing this with you, John. You're the only person I think I know that would look at the 15th place team in the conference and be like, "Hey, we can make the playoffs."
I don't know what to tell you. It's possible.
Yeah, like I'm saying, anything is statistically possible.
No, the Patriots are out.
What do you mean?
Patriots cannot make it. Titans cannot make it.
By your logic, I don't get why the Patriots can't. The Patriots
have half the wins the Jets have. Half of them. Like, you're so upset about the Jets, they have half the wins.
But if they get 2 wins, they're tied with the Jets.
Yeah, if they win out, they're gonna have 8 wins. That's not enough. That's why.
But if we win out,
we're gonna have 10 wins, dude. What are you talking? That's a good, like, yes, dude. I'm not saying the Jets are gonna win out, but I'm saying, like, the fact that you're saying it's out of the playoffs is crazy. The teams ahead of us suck. Like, I don't get why the Browns and Joe Flacco have this immaculate chance of getting to the promised land here. Like,
they have seven wins.
Not with Joe Flacco.
The Jets have no wins with Tim Boyle. Like, we can do this all day. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, but that's why you're saying there's no chance, and it's crazy. But you're saying that this Flacco team is good to go. I've watched Joe Flacco play football.
I'm not saying they're good to go. I'm just saying they've doubled the amount of wins. It's the same thing that you're saying to the Patriots.
And I think they're going to start losing. I'm not saying I'm saying the Browns have a good chance of making the playoffs. You have to get ahead of them. I think they're going to start losing. You're saying that you're asking me why don't the Patriots have a good chance? I'm saying because they have half the wins, and no matter how much they get, they're not going to get to 10. You got to get to 9 or 10 wins to make the wild card. That's the number. That is the magic number. 9 or 10 get to a wild card spot. The Patriots can't get there. I think the Jets could get 9 wins. I don't think that's insane. It starts with this week. You lose to the Falcons. It's over.
All right.
You beat the Falcons. You beat the Texans. Yeah, you're alive.
If you win out, you will make the playoffs.
You don't have to win out. You don't have to win out right now. Just beat the 2 games.
All you have to do is beat the Bills and beat the Dolphins, and we'll be tied for first place. You're right. I forgot.
Yeah, we lost those. We lost those.
And now, after we lost those 2, all we have to do is win 6 in a row. We're straight.
No, we just got to beat the Falcons.
We got to win six in a row.
You got to beat the Falcons. You got to beat the Texans. And all of a sudden, you're staring at the AFC wild card. That's just how numbers work. I mean, you want every team ahead of us to win every game. Denver has to beat the Texans.
I don't want anyone to win any games. I'm saying they're going to win games because they're better teams. I just don't understand it. Like every time we hop on a podcast, all you say is we have to win the next two games and we got a shot at making the playoffs. That's all you've been saying for a month. And we just lose every game. We've lost four in a row. But you're going to hop on. We're going to lose the next two games. And when we get ready to play, I'm going to look up it right now. I'm going to mark it down right now. We're going to lose to the Falcons. We're going to lose to the Texans. When we play the Dolphins, you're going to come on here and say, if we win the next four games, we can make the playoffs.
Okay, yeah, let me know. I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. I think you're definitely mischaracterizing, but that's fine. I speak nothing but facts. We would have beat the Bills. We beat the Dolphins. We won in the AFC East. I told you that if that didn't happen, we lose to the Falcons, season's over. I've been very realistic. I'm looking at the numbers. You're supposed to be the math guy here. You're not, and you tell me I'm the optimistic. I'm the emotional guy. Seems like you're the emotional guy. You're the one that's so pessimistic. It's over. We can't win. But the numbers are
there. The sentence you just said is, I'm looking at the numbers. I'm doing the math. If we win the next six games in a row, we can make the playoffs.
No, you win the two games.
What math tells you that we're going to win six games in a row? We have to get to 10 wins. No, not this two games bullshit.
Nine or 10
you
wins.
You said we need 10 wins.
Nine you or 10 wins that. Get you playoffs. Nine or
okay.
10 wins
get you so how do you get to, how do you get to nine wins? Not two games, John. How do you get to nine wins?
I think, you want to pull up the schedule? I think
I would love to. Because right. I know the math.
The Dolphins,
we have
Dolphins
four
the
wins.
Only,
we have four the wins. So in order to get to nine, we need five more wins.
Yeah. The Dolphins is the only game with no chance to win. The Dolphins is the only Jets game that should be no chance to win.
So we're gonna win the other five games. You're saying
it's possible, but nothing matters if you lose to the Falcons. You lose to the Falcons, nothing matters.
We can't win five games if we lose to the Falcons.
You lose to the Falcons, nothing. Yeah, mathematically wise, you can, but it's not gonna happen. You lose to the Falcons, it's over. But if you beat the Falcons, and like you said, Denver's gonna beat the Texans. Then yeah, because how is it that the Texans are all of a sudden the best team? They have this big shot to make it. If they lose to Denver, like you're saying, is very, very possible this week.
Yeah.
Then the Jets and Texans are playing. We have the same record. That's what I'm trying to say. And then we have the tiebreaker. So it's not all doom and gloom. I'm saying that's the math there. Like we can't say the Texans are the best team ever. Jets, we should start tanking. If you're saying in your scenario, Denver is going to beat the Texans this week, we're going to be tied.
But we're going to be top of the 13th spot and only seven get in. Like you're coming. We're going to be tied. We're going to be tied for the 13th spot in the AFC. Who cares?
Okay. All right.
Who cares? All right. All I'm saying is, according to your math, we need nine or 10 wins.
Yeah.
There's only games left in the season. Or to get to nine games, we have to win five games.
Yeah.
The game we cannot win is against Miami. So we have to win the other five.
Yeah. Okay. But nothing matters if you lose to the Falcons. If you lose to the Falcons,
yes.
The season's over.
Yes. If we lose to the Falcons, we can't win five games. So, yes.
Yeah. Lose to the Falcons, season's over.
Okay.
100%. I've been saying that for 3 weeks. I mean, I did not make that up on the spot.
No, it's true. You have been saying that. It's true.
I mean, I understand it's optimistic to think the Jets are going to beat the Bills and Dolphins. I agree. But it was just a fact. Is this where we were at? I thought it was crazy that the Jets were going to beat the Bills week one. While I was sitting there in that stadium, I was like, there's 0% chance this is going to happen. 0% chance. I couldn't even speak in the first half. If you told me that we're going to win the game, there's no way. We're going
to
win
the
game.
By the end of the game, I had no voice. That's how crazy the game was. I went from not being able to speak to no voice in a matter of 60 minutes.
We should not have won. We should not have beat the Eagles, bro. That's insane. Zach wasn't. We shouldn't have even been in the Chiefs game. We should not have went onto the road and beat the Broncos. Like, every game should have been the Dallas Cowboys game. Every game should have been the second half of this Dolphins game. I agree, dude. But we should have lost to the Giants. We should have beat the Patriots.
Yeah, 99%. 99.99, according to ESPN.
We should have beat the Patriots. Like, I agree that these games are going out of control. Where my optimism comes from? We don't have to talk about the future. We delved into the schedule enough. My optimism comes from our offensive line coming back this week. We have Becton, hopefully, at left tackle. We have our actual offensive guard coming back. Who knows? I think that Desmond Ridder is worse than Tim Boyle. I don't know what to say. I think he's
crazy.
Sucks. I think he's – I don't want – if you brought me to this team, if you brought Desmond Ridder to the Jets tomorrow, you said, yo, John, give you Desmond Ridder, start for the Jets. I'll say, no, thank you. Give me Tim Boyle, run Hackett's offense.
Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get away from Twitter trolls, and I'm doing a podcast with one.
I hate Desmond Ridder. I hate Desmond Ridder. He sucks.
Didn't Desmond Ridder play in the college football championship? Didn't he?
Yeah,
didn't
with Georgia.
Cincinnati make it?
Oh, Cincinnati, right, Cincinnati. Yeah.
Didn't Cincinnati make the college football championships? Wasn't he one of the top four teams of the country?
He got wrecked.
Tim Boyle couldn't even make the field at New Mexico State. And if you don't understand the reference, I don't want to talk to you about how good Tim Boyle is or isn't.
Shout out Auburn. Smacked Auburn this week.
There's nonsense about Tim Boyle knows the playbook. Tim Boyle. You're talking about a guy who made to the national championship playoffs is not as good as a guy who couldn't even play D1 football.
I hate Desmond Ridder. I think the Jets are going to smack him this week. That's my stance. What's your score?
24-13 Falcons.
All right. I
think we get a touchdown.
I got.
I don't know how that's going to come. It's probably going to be defense special teams, but I think we do get a touchdown.
Yeah, I got 20-13 Jets.
Okay.
20-13 Jets. No touchdowns for the Falcons second half. Yeah, that's kind of how I see this going. I would say the only touchdown is going to come off a Kyle Pitts. Just Kyle Pitts right down our face. Just tight end.
No, Bijan Robinson catching a ball and running for something.
That could
the
be
usual. The usual. That's what I'm saying. What's so crazy is what, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, to me, it's really become like a chicken and the egg thing. Cause every week we talk about what kills us as tight ends and running backs catching at the ball out of the backfield. And every week I feel like we're going up against a team that has a tight end and a running back that catch the ball out of the backfield. So is it that tight ends and running backs that catch the ball kill us? Or is it that's just what every team has and they're just really good? Like what came
it might
first?
Be what every team has, but also subsequently we can just not guard it also. Like, it's like, oh yeah, we'll just not be good at this two things. It's not a big deal. We'll be good at everything else, but that's exactly what every team runs. So yeah. It's like, all right, like I get that it's only two things. Like, yeah, but we have the lockdown corner though. Don't worry. We got the lockdown number one corner. Like, yeah, but he plays zone and we just move the guy away. Like, yeah, but we got the number one corner though. We got the, like, all right, we're just going to like zone. We're going to motion out the tight end. And just put him on the linebacker and just get 5 yards every time. Yeah. But like, you see Reed? Like, Reed's really good at running quarterback. Like, I get it. But like, all right. Now your running back's
good. We're going to try this crazy thing and just not throw to him.
It's nuts.
Yeah, it's wild.
So like that, I mean, if you want to talk about what pisses me off as a Jets fan, that's what pisses me off. Is I know how to beat the team. You call me.
Yeah.
Call me. I'll tell you exactly how to beat the Jets, dude. You just motion out. Most of the running back, the tight end, you just ISO them.
Derek Carr and Alvin Kamara would absolutely destroy our team.
Yeah, dumb. I mean, Taysom Hill.
Oh, my God.
I was like, Taysom Hill versus the Jets, that would be the number one fantasy player in the week, no question. Yeah,
Saints would beat us 100-0, I think.
That's what I'm saying.
We got to go against Taysom Hill and Alvin Kamara. Imagine Alvin Kamara catching the ball 15 times against this team. Oh, my God.
The whole team would smack us. Jamal Williams, like, running in. I agree. Like, that's why I'm not crazy. I don't think this team's immaculate. I agree. They're gritty and they suck.
Yeah, we just have to win 5 out of our last 6.
We just got to beat the Falcons.
Haven't won a game in a month, but just got to win 5 out of our last 6. We're all good.
When we won 3 in a row, would you say, okay, easy, next 3 in a row is L's? Or would you be like, okay, maybe we'll win a couple?
No, we talked about it. I thought we were going to go 2-1.
That's what I'm saying. It's just revisionist history, man. We're all, as Jets fans, we're just so hurt because we don't just lose, Greg. We don't just lose games.
Oh, no.
We get pick six at halftime in front of the world. Like, we don't lose. So I get it. It's not like I'm being, I get why. Like, we don't just lose on Thanksgiving. We lose 21 points in 30 seconds with top it off with a butt fumble. Like, we don't just lose. We don't just get the quarterback and he's going to eventually get injured and it's going to mess up. No. It's a fourth play on national television on Monday Night Football. Like, that's the Jets, man. Like, I get it, dude. It's so frustrating. It's insane. But you know what else the Jets do, dude? The Jets beat the freaking Atlanta Falcons at home. And if we give up another stupid touchdown to Tony Gonzalez, I'm going to freak out. All right. I was there for that stupid game. I'm hoping I'm not going to be at this game. I'm like praying. I'm not going to be at this game. I hope something foreseen is not going to come up on Sunday that I'm not going to drag my stupid idiot butt, head, moron, John, don't do it to this game.
I don't know how you guys do it. My cousins were going to the Black Friday game. I don't know how you guys do it, man.
Dude, I'm so happy it was out at that Black Friday game. What a disaster. Disgusting. What an absolute disaster. I mean, listen, games of the week, because of that, Greg, season on the line, Jets, Falcons, we made it to November. Let's see if we can make technically December football. Let's see if we can make it past week one, December football. We lose this week, tank season's on. Real quick, though, I can't believe the Patriots missed that kick. They're locked into number three. They're locked into number three, huh?
Yeah, they're going to get Caleb Williams.
No, it's going to be Caleb 1, Drake May 2. You think they're going to trade up?
I would bet. I don't know. I was looking on FanDuel today to see if there's odds for draft picks right now. I really think it's going to go Marvin Harrison 1.
No way do the Bears not take Caleb Williams.
I think so.
We're gonna have to wage outside that, because if that happens, Greg, we have to talk about stop watching football. If Marvin Harrison, first of all, if Marvin Harrison even comes out of college, which would be shocker number one for me, honestly, I'm kind of like 60-40 him stay.
Caleb Williams was talking today about he's not sure if he's gonna declare.
They make more money. They make more money in college.
Yeah.
I think Marvin might, I'm 60-40. I'm like 80-20 with Caleb. I would be 80% surprised if he ends up saying. Yeah. I'd only be 60% surprised if Marvin Harrison ends up saying. That's kind of where I'm at. Last note. This is Jets talks over. Severino to the Mets?
Did that happen?
Yeah, it just happened. 1 year deal.
Why?
I don't know, Greg. What are your thoughts?
He sucks. He's terrible. He's terrible. He's not good at baseball. He gets hurt every season.
1 year, $13 million.
It's great. It's great. Maybe we could pick up after the real pitchers.
Interesting. I can't believe Seve is no longer a Yankee. I can't believe Seve's a Met. That's weird.
It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. We just need to be going after top prospects. Like, I don't want to hear anyone talk to me unless it's Juan Soto or Shohei.
You think Soto's going to be a Yankee?
I don't know.
I think Soto's going to be a Yankee.
I saw stuff yesterday that he's going to be a Met. I saw stuff today he's going to be Yankee.
I think my guess is Soto to the Yankees, Ohtani to the Mets. Or Ohtani to the Mariners. If I'm Ohtani, I go to the Mariners. I just don't think they can afford him. I think Ohtani to the Mets. I think Yamamoto goes to the Yankees somehow, some way. I think we appease Stanton.
Yeah, I don't know.
We appease, because it's the same agent, right? So I think we appease Stanton by sending him to San Diego or LA. And so he's happy. And I think Yamamoto ends up coming to the Yankees. And I just don't know if he's going to be that good as a Yankee. So we'll see. I just, you know, he's just one of those, you know, it'd be like, you'll be all right. He's not going to be like the best pitcher ever. That just seems like the total Yankee thing. Like, just throw all the money at it. It's just not.
I know. John Carlo's agent had some weird stuff to say about the Yankees. So I don't know.
That's why it's so interesting. That's why it's so interesting that it even came up. I wrote off Yamamoto personally. Yeah. I was like, okay, there's no way. Now it's very possible. Yamamoto's like top of the list for the Yankees. I'm like, okay. They saved the number for him. Very weird stuff.
Weird stuff in baseball. Vipey just hopped in here. Vipey 1, shout out. Asked us a question. What do you think about Rodgers' potential comeback? Is it worth it? Vipey, we were saying that we don't think it's worth it. At least I was saying I don't think it's worth it. I think we got to save him for next year. I think that it really comes down to, John and I had a lot of conversations in this episode. It really comes down to apparently this Atlanta Falcons game. It all is on the line for the Falcons. If we win against the Falcons, John believes the season's back on. I believe the season's over. And, we'll take it from there. Not sure what else you think about, John, if you want to speak to it.
No, I want to know everyone else's thoughts here. I want to know everyone's thoughts. Viper, what do you think about the season for the Jets? Is it over? Should we just start tanking from now? Should we, is the season continued on if we win? Are you scared of Aaron Rodgers re-hurting himself? I mean, I'm the number one guy to start screaming about Cam Akers. Cam Akers 2 years later towards other Achilles. I mean, it's scary out here.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Personally, like we talked about, I think we should shut it down. I think if we lose to the Falcons for sure, Breece Hall should get shut down. Garrett Wilson should get shut down.
Yeah. Lose to the Falcons, everyone shut down. Whoever we have contracted for next year, really got to sit down, especially with guaranteed money. I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, but I'm interested in what, you know, Vipey thinks, what other fans think. So definitely leave us a comment. Let us know what you guys think. Twitter, Knicks, Jets, etc. Or right here on the YouTube channel, because Camden, what's going on? Just interested in what you guys think, because it's so decisive. It's awesome to see him back. Don't get me wrong. I'm very excited that he was back practicing today. It's very cool to see him, you know, within 2 months come back from Achilles injury.
That's so wild. He has a red jersey on.
Yeah. I mean, dude, September 11th tears his Achilles. He's back before the end of November. It's a crazy sentence to say out loud. And
that's why stupid kids like me go buy tickets to the Washington Commanders Jets game, man. I don't know. What am I going to do?
It would be a nice game for him to make an appearance. Last home game of the season. Get everyone excited for next year.
I deserve it. I don't care. I deserve to be a Jets Commanders fighting for a playoff spot and Aaron Rodgers come. I deserve it on Christmas. That's what I deserve, Greg. Forget the fans. Forget
that would be the nice.
Team. Forget everything. That's what John deserves. I don't care. I put in so much blood, sweat, and tears in this stupid team. I put so much money into this stupid team. So much time into this stupid team. That's what I deserve.
It would be nice on Christmas Eve before the family comes over, before everything at 1 p.m., just to watch Aaron Rodgers play football for the New York Jets and not get hurt. That would be incredible.
The last thing here from Vipey, I want to see if Zach Wilson was really the problem or what exactly is the issue on offense. I'll tell you right now, man, it starts with the offensive line and ends with the offensive line. And we can complain about the quarterback and he could suck all we want. We can complain about the offensive coordinator. He could suck all we want. When Chris Glazer is your offensive lineman, when Carter Warren's your left tackle, when you've never heard of any of the offensive linemen and neither has the players and sometimes they haven't heard of the quarterback, there's just no chance. If we haven't heard of if Brownlee is the one on your Hail Mary falling down and I'm sitting here complaining that it was an defensive pass interference on Brownlee, that's the issue with the offense. It's Brownlee. We can't even get a rough in the passer call. We're celebrating like on the Super Bowl because we got a rough in the passer call first time in 2 years. Like that's nice. The offense, man. It's in the trenches. But this is our last episode right here where we're going to be on different tunes because either the season's back on or the season's over. So we're going to find that after this episode. There's no more wishing.
The line in the sand game for the podcast.
This is the line in the sand game. This is the true line in the sand game for the pod. The pod's hope that we lose this game. We are in tank next season. Year. Yeah, we are right. We're ready for next season. We win this game. I'm all the way back in. Let's go, Texas. I'll see you at the damn stadium.
Yeah, we lose this game. I'm going to start talking to you guys all about Joel and how we have to get him.
Oh yeah. We're talking about Michael Penix. We're talking about the QB from Tulane. We're talking about a lot of things.
Talk about third round, fourth round gets. A QB from Tulane could be something. Shout out Pratt.
Yeah, so we have a lot to talk about. But yo, thank you guys for joining us. Knicks, Jets, etc.
I need Tulane, by the way. Just on a Winning Picks Weekly coming up. I think live we're recording here shortly. But go check out the podcast as well, Winning P Weekly on Twitter. Need Tulane in a big way this weekend, championship weekend.
Oh, I need Tulane more than anything. It's always been Tulane.
Come on, Michael. Win it for the boys one time.
Yo, we got another sub from our boy Vippy. Thank you. Sub to you guys. Seem cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Hit us up. We'll see you guys. We out. JETS. Yes. We're still alive, Greg. We're still alive.
Statistically, we are.
Line in the sand, baby. I love that.
Hey,
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.